Help yourself. She sat down, not opposite him, but in the chair next to him.
Thanks.
She drank from her bottle and kept her eyes on him. Green eyes, bright, wide open. She half turned toward him and arched the small of her back. Her shirt was open three buttons. Maybe a 34D, Reacher figured, in a push-up bra. He could see the edge of it. White lace. She leaned close because of the noise.
Do you like it?
Like what?
Football.
A bit.
Did you play?
Did you, not do you? She made him feel old.
You're certainly big enough.
I tried out for Army when I was at West Point.
Did you make the team?
Only once.
Were you injured?
I was too violent. She half smiled, not sure if he was joking.
Want a taco?
I just ate.
I'm Sandy.
So was I, he thought. Friday, on the beach.
What's your name?
Jimmy Reese. He saw a flash of surprise in her eyes. He didn't know why. Maybe she had had a boyfriend called Jimmy Reese. Or maybe she was a serious fan of the New York Yankees.
I'm pleased to meet you, Jimmy Reese.
Likewise, he said, and turned back to the game.
You're new in town, aren't you?
Usually.
I was wondering, if you only like football a bit, maybe you would like to take me somewhere else.
Like where?
Like somewhere quieter? Maybe somewhere a little lonelier?
He said nothing.
I've got a car.
You old enough to drive?
I'm old enough to do lots of things, and I'm pretty good at some of them.
Reacher said nothing. She moved on her chair, pushed it out from the table a little way, turned toward him and looked down.
You like these pants?
I think they suit you very well.
I do, too. Only problem is, they're too tight to wear anything underneath.
We all have our cross to bear.
Do you think they're too revealing?
They're opaque. That usually does it for me.
Imagine peeling them off.
I can't. I doubt if I would have gotten them on. The green eyes narrowed.
Are you queer?
Are you a hooker?
No way. I work at the auto parts store.
Then she paused and seemed to think again. She reconsidered. She came up with a better answer, which was to jump up from her chair and scream and slap his face. It was a loud scream and a loud slap, and everyone turned to look.
He called me a whore! He called me a damn whore!
Chairs scraped, and guys stood up fast. Big guys, in jeans and work boots and plaid shirts. Country boys, five of them all the same. The girl smiled in triumph.
Those are my brothers.
Reacher said nothing.
You just call me a whore in front of my brothers.
Five boys all staring.
He called me a whore,
the girl wailed. Rule one, be on your feet and ready. Rule two, show them what they're messing with. Reacher stood up, slow and easy. 6'5", 250, calm eyes, hands held loose by his sides.
He called me a whore!
Rule three, identify the ringleader. There were five guys. Any five guys will have one ringleader, two enthusiastic followers, and two reluctant followers. Put the ringleader down, and both of the keen sidekicks, and it's over. The reluctant pair just run for it. So there's no such thing as five on one. It never gets worse than three on one. Rule four. The ringleader is the one who moves first. A big, corn-fed 20-something with a shock of yellow hair and a round, red face moved first. He stepped forward a pace, and the others fell in behind him in a neat arrowhead formation. Reacher stepped forward a pace of his own to meet them. The downside of a corner table is there's no other way to go except forward. But that was fine. Because, rule five, never back off. But, rule six, don't break the furniture. Break furniture in a bar, and the owner starts thinking about his insurance policy, and insurance companies require police reports, and a patrolman's first instinct is to throw everyone in jail and sort it out later, which generally means blame it on the stranger.
He called me a whore,
the girl said plaintively, like her heart was broken. She was standing off to the side, looking at Reacher, looking at the five guys, looking at Reacher. Her head was turning, like a spectator at a tennis game.
Outside,
the big guy said. Pay your check first, Reacher said.
I'll pay later.
You won't be able to.
You think?
That's the difference between us.
What is?
I think.
You got a smart mouth, pal.
That's the least of your worries.
You call my sister a whore.
You prefer sleeping with virgins?
Get outside, pal, or I'll put you down right here.
Rule 7. Act. Don't react. Okay. Let's go outside. The big guy smiled. After you, Reacher said.
Stay here, Sandy. I don't mind the sight of blood.
I'm sure you love it, Reacher said. 1 week in four makes you feel mighty relieved.
Outside,
the big guy said.
Now!
He turned around and shooed the others toward the door. They formed up in single file and threaded between the tables. Their boots clattered on the wood. The girl called Sandy tagged after them. Other customers shrank away from them. Reacher put $20 on his table and glanced up at the football game. Someone was winning. Someone was losing. He followed the girl called Sandy, followed the blue spandex pants. They were all waiting for him on the sidewalk. They were all tensed up in a shallow semicircle. There were yellow lamps on poles 20 yards away, north and south, and another across the street. The lamps gave each guy three shadows. There was neon outside the bar that filled the shadows with pink and blue. The street was empty and quiet. No traffic, no noise except sports bar sounds muffled by the door. The air was soft, not hot, not cold. Rule 8. Assess and evaluate. The big guy was round and smooth and heavy like a bull seal. Maybe 10 years out of high school. An unbroken nose, no scar tissue on his brows, no misshapen knuckles. Therefore, not a boxer. Probably just a linebacker. So he would fight like a wrestler. He would be a guy who wants you on the ground. So he would start by charging, head low. That was Reacher's best guess. And Reacher was right. The guy exploded out of the blocks and charged, head low, driving for Reacher's chest, looking to drive him backward and have him stumble and fall, whereupon the other four could all pile in together and stomp him and kick him to their heart's content. Mistake. Because Rule 9, don't run head-on into Jack Reacher. Not when he's expecting it. It's like running into an oak tree. The big guy charged, and Reacher turned slightly sideways and bent his knees a little and timed it just right and drove all his weight up and forward off his back foot and through his shoulder straight into the big guy's face. Kinetic energy is a wonderful thing. Reacher had hardly moved at all, but the big guy bounced off crazily, stunned, staggering backward on stiff legs, desperately trying to stay upright, 1 foot tracing a lazy half-circle in the air, then the other. He came to rest 6 feet away with his feet firmly planted and his legs wide apart, just like a big, dumb, capital letter A. Blood on his face. Now he had a broken nose. Put the ringleader down. Reacher stepped in and kicked him in the groin, but left-footed. Right-footed, he would have popped bits of the guy's pelvis out through his nose.
Your big soft heart, an old army instructor had said. One day it'll get you killed.
But not today, Reacher thought. Not here. The big guy went down. He fell on his knees and pitched forward on his face. Then it got real easy. The next two guys came in together, shoulder to shoulder, and Reacher dropped the first with a headbutt and the second with an elbow to the jaw. They both went straight down and lay still. Then it was over, because the last two guys ran. The last two guys always do. The girl called Sandy ran after them. Not fast. The tight spandex and the high-heeled boots impeded her. But Reacher let her go. He turned back and kicked her three downed brothers onto their sides, checked they were still breathing, checked their hip pockets, found their wallets, checked their licenses. Then he dropped them and straightened up and turned around because he heard a car pull up behind him at the curb. It was a taxi. It was a taxi with Helen Roden getting out of it. She threw a bill at the driver and he took off fast, gazing straight ahead, deliberately not looking left or right. Helen Roden stood still on the sidewalk and stared. Reacher was 10 feet away from her, with three neon shadows and three inert forms on the ground behind him.
What the hell is going on?
You tell me. You live here. You know these damn people.
What does that mean? What the hell happened?
Let's walk. They walked south, fast, and turned a corner and went east, then south again. Then they slowed a little.
You got blood on your shirt?
But not mine.
What happened back there?
I was in the bar watching the game, minding my own business. Then some underage red-haired bimbo started coming on to me. I wasn't playing, and she got it to where she found a reason to slap me. Then five guys jumped up. She said they were her brothers. We took it outside.
Five guys?
Two ran away.
After you beat up the first three?
I defended myself, that's all. Minimum force.
She slapped you?
Right in the face.
What had you said to her?
Doesn't matter what I said to her. It was a setup. So I'm asking you, is that how people get their kicks around here? Picking on strangers in bars?
I need a drink. I came to meet you for a drink.
Reacher stopped walking. So let's go back there.
We can't go back there. They probably called the cops. You left three men on the sidewalk.
He looked back over his shoulder. So let's try my hotel. There's a lobby. There might be a bar. They walked together in silence through dark, quiet streets, four blocks south. They stayed east of the plaza and passed by the courthouse. Reacher glanced at it. How was dinner? He asked.
My father was fishing. He still thinks you're my witness.
Did you tell him?
I can't tell him. Your information is classified.
Thank God. So you let him stew?
He's not stewing. He's totally confident.
He should be.
So, are you leaving tomorrow?
You bet I am. This place is weird.
Some girl comes on to you. Why does that have to be a big conspiracy?
Reacher said nothing.
It's not unheard of, she said. Well, is it? A bar? The new guy in town all alone? Why shouldn't some girl be interested? You're not exactly repulsive, you know.
Reacher just walked.
What did you say to her to get slapped?
I wasn't showing any interest. She kept on coming on. I asked her if she was a hooker. Something like that.
A hooker? That'll get you slapped in Indiana. And her brothers would hate it.
It was a setup, Helen. Let's be realistic. It's nice of you to say it, but I'm not the sort of guy that women chase after. I know that, okay? So it was a setup.
No woman ever chased you before.
She smiled in triumph, like she had found an opening and delivered me, like she had succeeded at something. Helen Roden said nothing. And those guys weren't her brothers. They were all more or less the same age, and when I checked their licenses, they all had different last names.